USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California has left two people dead, one of them the suspect who was killed by police. The suspect's name has not been released, but the assistant Pima County Sheriff Phil Johnston says of that suspect,
"We understand that he has a prior history with Walmart distribution center as an employee, but we don't know, that was not recent. It's been a while. It's been like a year and a half. So we don't know what his motive is at this point."
COVID-19 cases spiking in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada, all reaching record highs as of yesterday. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he regrets allowing bars there to reopen so early, saying he's surprised by how fast the virus is spreading again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A White House official says President Trump was not made aware of an intelligence report claiming that Russia offered the Taliban a bounty for every American it killed in Afghanistan. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying yesterday that neither Trump nor Vice President Pence were told about it. The New York Times reported Friday U.S. intelligence officials did conclude Russia made the offer as a peace deal with the Taliban was being sought by the U.S. and Afghan governments. Due to coronavirus, this year's Pride events for the LGBTQ community have been turned into virtual celebrations. Yesterday, on a 24-hour live stream called Global Pride, former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee this November, gave a message of hope.
The fight for LGBTQ equality is all of our fight. We have a responsibility to create a world where who you are or who you love is celebrated, not denigrated. Embraced, not delegitimized.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of New York Police Department retirements rising quickly after protests and calls to defund the police. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, nearly double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget.
Baseball's opening day is coming into focus. The World Series champion Washington Nationals will be hosting New York's Yankees on opening day, according to ESPN. The league will play a 60-game regular season between July 23rd and September 27th. Training camps will be opening on July 1st. Basketball fans looking at the NBA schedule for the first time in 3 months. Matchups for all 22 teams have just been revealed. There will be 7 games played each day, with tip-off times ranging between noon and 9 p.m., and then regular season games will end in mid-August, with NBA playoffs to begin on August 17th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.